Labas and good afternoon. This is Kes Stutis Davidas, broadcasting to you from KTYM 1460 on your AM dial in beautiful Inglewood. And you can also listen to us worldwide on the web, live streaming audio at ktym.com.
Kiek nedaug rodo smudrien te reikia, tik į praeitį persukti laiką, tik neliesti žaizdų uždaroj ir pavargusioj sieloj. Ir beprasmiškas nerimas gesta, padalinus per pus sunkia našta, padalinus per pus šitą didelį ilgisi dieną. Už tave, už save, už kiekvieną prabėgusį dieną. Tyloje vis medžiausi, pakėlęs į dangų akis. Nelimtis, nelikimas, atgal mūsų suvedė sielas. Tik trys amžinos sesės, meilė, aistra ir viltis. Už tave.
Well, as always, we bring you up to date on the weather in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. And tonight, it's going to be 34 degrees, which is rather chilly, but not quite freezing. And tomorrow, it'll get all the way up to 47 degrees. And by Monday, we'll be looking at 50-degree weather through the rest of the week, pretty much, till Thursday when it starts dropping again into the high 40s, 49, 47, 47, but no freezing temperatures overnight. Nighttime lows are going to be 36, 37, 38 degrees, so rather normal and almost pleasant weather for Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, for this time of year. And those of you who like to get real cold and snowy and wet and fall down and run into trees, there's a snow ski and winter trip being organized by the Lithuanian Ski Group, okay? Now, we're giving you plenty of notice on this, okay? This is going to happen in Utah, okay, at the Snowbird Ski Resort. It's beautiful up there. I've been up there before. As a matter of fact, I got lost up there before, but that's a whole other story. So this year's snow, ski, and winter trip is to beautiful Snowbird Ski Resort in Snowbird, Utah, in March. March 30th through April 5th, so you're pretty much guaranteed to have snow. Now, the trip is being organized by Šiaurės Amerikos Lietuvių Fizinio Auklėjimo ir Sporto Sąjunga, also known as SALFAS, okay, a.k.a. the Lithuanian Athletic Union of North America. Now, rather than go through all these intricacies about this, here's what you do. You call Linda Crouch, okay? Linda Crouch is not Lithuanian, but she's there at the vacation resort, and it's called, you know, Mountain Vacation Specialist, and to make your hotel reservations. Her email address is very simple, linda@ski.com, linda@ski.com. Again, that's linda@ski, ski.com. Or you can call her directly at 1-800-525-2052. Again, that's 1-800-525-2052. I'm sorry, 2052, 1-800-525-2052, and her extension is 3329. Okay, extension 3329. Or just ask for Linda Crouch. Okay, ask for Linda Crouch. Now, to get your special rates and to book your rooms, you must identify yourself as part of the Lithuanian Ski Trip Group. Okay? Lithuanian Ski Group Trip. And, you know, it's very simple. And it's a large property, all amenities, canyon views, queen beds, five-day lift tickets, and blah, blah, blah. You know, give her a call. You'll get the information. It says here that two persons for the 5 days is $15.94. So you're going to have a good time. And Mountain View rooms, by the way, if you want to upscale yourself, is going to be $17.29. But since we're all a bunch of cheap Lithuanians, I think the $15.94 thing will go a long way. So once again, I'm going to repeat this in case you haven't had a chance to buy, to get a pen and a pencil. Contact Linda Crouch, who is the mountain vacation specialist, to make your hotel reservations. Her email address is linda@ski.com. That's linda@ski.com, or call her directly at 1-800-525-2052. Again, 800-525-2052. Her extension is 3329, or simply ask for Linda Crouch. Make sure you identify yourself as part of a Lithuanian ski group trip, because then you get a bit of a discount. We'll be right back.
Dar viena diena paskambinau tylioj bedvasiai laiko upei. Metai iš metų vis per ją bridau, prašiau medžiau sustok minutei. Te laikas liejasi verpetais per kraštus, o aš kasdieną vis bandau jam nepaklusti. Metus be meilis tarsi banalius žodžius, tegu tylos ir užmaršties užkloja pusnys. Kažką giliai toli nuplovė ši banga, kažką galbūt tik ne tave.
Now, I don't know if you ladies and gentlemen have noticed, but over the past week or two, we've been featuring Romas Dambrauskas, who was the headliner at the Lithuanian Days. Romas Dambrauskas, and these last couple of songs were off of his new album, which is called Anapustilos, which I guess translates roughly to On the Other Side of Silence. And, you know, the more I listen to him, the more I find poetic, how should I put it, poetic beauty, poetic lyrics in his songs. So you'll be hearing more of him besides other things here on Independent Lithuanian Radio. You know, I myself didn't know this. I knew that you could fly to Palanga from Copenhagen, Denmark. But I had no idea that it's been so busy. Over 10 years of business at Palanga Airport, SAS, or Scandinavian Airlines, has operated almost 13,000 flights. The first SAS plane from Copenhagen landed at Palanga Airport on November 1st, 2004, so it's sort of an anniversary this weekend, and now the airline company operates 26 weekly flights between the Danish capital and the said airport of Palenga. SAS is one of our most reliable and solid partners at Palenga Airport. On the occasion of the anniversary, we would firstly want to thank the company for its long-term cooperation. On our side, we'll continue making every effort to turn our airport even more attractive to passengers and airline companies, bringing in people to the Lithuanian seashore, pointed out Madis Gedžinius, director of Palenga Airport. Customers, of course, are the key priority for SAS, as well as their safety. We are always aiming at saving their time and therefore continuously introduce innovative solutions. I'm glad that for already 10 years, this can all be offered to the travelers from Lithuanian Western Region, said Ruta Jutsienė, SAS General Manager for the Baltic States. Now, Jutsienė also added that SAS and partners can take passengers from Palenga via Copenhagen to more than 1,290 airports in 189 countries. So you can pretty much go all over Europe. In January 2012, Scandinavian Airlines SAS celebrated its 20th anniversary in Lithuania when it became the first Western airline company to start regular operations in the country. 10 years ago, SAS also became the first foreign airline company to start its operations to Palenga. In case you don't know, Palenga is a beach resort in Lithuania and very popular and very crowded. And if you're my age, the crowds are too young. But anyway, it's a very popular resort. In total, SAS is operating 92 weekly flights between the main airports in Scandinavia and Lithuania, and this includes 38 weekly flights between Vilnius and Copenhagen, 26 weekly flights between Palenga and Copenhagen, as well as 28 weekly flights between Vilnius and Stockholm. Okay, so you can hop on a SAS jet from Stockholm and come to Vilnius. For winter holidays, SAS will also offer direct flights between Oslo and Vilnius on December 18th, 21st, 26th, 28th, and January 4th and 5th for the coming year. And it's always been a mystery to me because back in 1990-91, and I think all the way up to 93, you could take a direct flight with SAS from Los Angeles, that's from LAX, a direct flight, nonstop, SAS to Copenhagen. Okay, now you'd have to spend the night, but the next morning you could get on a plane and fly to Riga. Okay, now from Riga, of course, you'd have to get over to Lithuania either by bus, taxi, or have your friends pick you up. No big deal, however, because it's only a couple of hours drive until you're into Lithuania. And what's odd about it, and the reason I bring it up, is you'd figure now that Lithuania is a free country that there'd be more traffic on SAS going to Denmark and traveling to Lithuania directly to Vilnius. And again, I've always found it odd that once Lithuania became a free and independent country, that these flights were cut off. But it is what it is. So now you got to hop on a plane over here, you got to go to Chicago, or you got to go to New York, and then you got to fly over to London, if not Copenhagen itself, and then make another hop over to Vilnius. So it's made it much less convenient and much more time consuming. But it is what it is. Now, there's a report that Seimas plans emigration commission, and that's the Parliament of Lithuania is planning an emigration commission. You know, this has been a big question for years. But anyway, here's the short story. Parliament plans to introduce a commission dedicated to emigration issues this fall, according to the Order and Justice Party and its leader, Rolandas Paksas, a once discredited president. The initiative was discussed at a meeting of the ruling coalition's political council earlier this week. "This is our initiative," is a quote. "Emigration-related problems should be addressed as soon as possible. A coordinating institution should be set up. Words should be transformed into specific actions with a strategy and tactics that are approved," according to Paksas. He says the political council agreed to form a permanent commission at the start of the fall session of the Lithuanian Parliament. Well, while all your kids are out there trick-or-treating or going to parks and events and celebrating Halloween and dressing up sillily, and probably some of you are doing the same thing, there is a Day of the Dead in Lithuania, and it is today, November 1st. In Lithuania, remembrance of the dead took place during all annual feasts, you know, Christmas, Easter, all the time. There was always the time that you left an empty spot at the table for those who have passed. Come autumn, when all work was done, Lithuanians carried out special rituals honoring the souls of their dead ancestors. According to a J. Dugloš, who wrote in the 15th century, and M. Strivjovitsky, who wrote in the 16th century. These names tend to be Polish because of the union at the time. Wrote that the ritual took place in the month of October and continued from St. Michael's, September 29th, through St. Martin's, November 11th. Now it's sort of been relegated to November 1st. Other sources state that the time for honoring the dead was the end of October and the beginning of November. In ancient writings, this ritual is called ilges, or pangs of love or longings. Ilgesis, ilgesis, like you miss your loved ones. The name comes from the fact that this ritual went on for a long time. It was a long ritual. In eastern Lithuania, this ritual was called Dziedzu Days, or Old Men's Days. This name was related to beggars who are asked to pray for the souls of the dead. The ritual traditions of the dead were directly related to people's beliefs that on the day the souls of the dead return to earth, they return to their homes. Therefore, the souls of the dead were graciously received and treated according to rituals of the ancestors. Also, in the 16th and 19th century writings, there is singled out the hospitality shown to the souls where women sobbed and lamented over their men, remembering their valor, their honesty, and their good habits. Afterwards, the women prepared plentiful suppers. The Curonians, the Jemaice, the Prussians, remembered their dead, would go straight from church to a tavern where they brewed beer. Women brought baskets filled with cold, cooked, and baked fish, which was eaten without knives. Portions of food and drink were poured under the table for the dead. M. Pretorius wrote about traditions of westernmost Lithuania, and he said, quote, "The soul of the dead cannot rest if the table is not set for them." According to historian T. Narbutas, he writes in the 19th century that on the eve of the Day of the Dead, father gathered the family around the table and recited a prayer. "Dear souls of the dead, you are still remembered by all the members of your family. You are most worthy of our perpetual remembrance, especially you, my grandparents, my parents, and our other relatives, children, and everyone whom death took away from our home. I invite you to this annual feast. We wish that this feast is agreeable to you, just like memory of all of you is to us." After a short silence, father asked everyone to sit at the table and eat, and the food was eaten in silence. By the beginning of the 19th century, in the district of Noia, the county of Lida, Lithuanians prepared 12 different dark foods. People gathered around the table quietly. It was believed that the souls of the dead partook of the meal together with the living members of the family. Even in the beginning of the 20th century, in some parts of Lithuania, an assortment of food was brought to cemeteries at the beginning of November and left there. Upon returning home from the cemeteries, all family members went to wash in the bathhouse. So, which is like the pirtis, okay, the bathhouse. Supper of seven different foods of meat, grain, and eggs was prepared, and the table was set in a room with windows and doors open wide. The oldest person picked up a candle, circled it around his head, and three times around the food, then lit it and set it on the table. Everyone spilled some of his drink where no one sat at the corner of the table, saying, "This is for you, dear dead souls." An assortment of foods was also placed on the corner of the table, and then everyone began to eat. In another region, the Dievinishkis region, still at the beginning of the 20th century, on October's first Saturday evening, the souls of the dead were feted. Everyone washed up in the evening, started a fire in the cook stove, and cooked traditional foods. Beet soup, buckwheat porridge, meat, also baked buckwheat cake. These foods were eaten after midnight, after everyone had taken their naps. The eldest family member poured 3 tablespoons of beet soup under the table for the souls of the dead. Family eating was begun after this pouring. A portion of each food baked was placed in a basket and taken to the beggars. The buckwheat porridge, baked in sheep's stomach, and hens or roosters, right or left wing, were taken to church as an offering. In 1998, Mrs. M. Devnielina, born in 1900 in this region, told about the autumn of her youth, when all work was completed, then celebrations took place. 9 bowls with different foods were set on the table, while a 10th bowl was set at the head of the table, into which 3 spoonfuls from each of the other 9 bowls were poured. Then the contents of the 10th bowl were mixed with buckwheat flour, and using that mixture, rolls were baked for the dead souls. The number of rolls equaled the number of dead family members. The rolls were given to the beggars so that they would pray for the dead family members. It was found out that, according to historian D. Puchka, that in 1823, food allotted to the dead souls was given away to the beggars. By the beginning of this century, on All Souls' Day, now known as Viernes, special bread rolls were baked for beggars and handed out to them. Giving the rolls to the beggars, each roll was assigned a name of a dead family member with a request of prayers for the dead family member. Others would dispense the bread rolls to the dead souls before putting the rolls into the oven. The first roll went to mother's soul, second to grandfather's, and so on. A special roll was baked for a soul which no one remembered. In other regions, a cross was scratched on the top of the roll. Now, there's more to this whole traditional story about Viernes, now known as Viernes in Lithuania, but we don't have enough time to go through it. But what I want to tell you is I have had the pleasure of twice being in Lithuania during Viernes, during November 1st. And the real beauty of it is that the whole family meets at the graves of the dead relatives. And if you have, like, your mother buried in one town and your father buried in another town, you make the effort to drive halfway across the country to visit these grave sites. And when you get there, you meet other relatives who are there to also honor and meet their deceased. I do want to add that these are pleasant events. People talk about their families, they bring their children. It's not like, grave and glum. It's more of a family reunion sort of thing. And as a matter of fact, after many of these meetings, people run off to restaurants, go to people's homes, eat, and commiserate about the whole event. Anyway, this is Kęstutis Deividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio. We're running out of time. This is KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Don't forget that you can listen to us worldwide live on the internet at ktym.com. And again, as you can tell, we are still on the air, and as far as we know, we will be on the air through the new year. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in. Iki pasimatymo.
Mėnulis tikras tėvas jo, sesuo dangaus žydrinė, aukščiau takais to išskridai, ir pavertos tėvinės, aukščiau takais. Yeah.